Zakta Hilika Mishnah Vaiter, Mesechtes Menaches, Perig Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Hashulchan, the Shulchan. Arka, its length, Asara, 10 Tfachim. Verach Bechamisha, and it was wide, 5. Now, Matnur explains as follows. I'm sure you remember from Parshas Truma, the Pasuk says that the Shulchan was 2 Amas long and 1 Amma wide. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that when the Torah says an Amma, in regard to the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash, like the Shulchan, that Amma is 5 Tvachim. We'll learn more about that in Masechtas Kalim, how many Tvachim there are in the Amma. Oibazai, so do the math. The Shulchan was 10 by 5 Tvachim. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Noisin Archai, the Kohen, puts down the Challah, positioned with its length, Keneged Rachbay Shel Shulchan, along the width of the Shulchan. So let's try to halt cup over here. The bread was 10 Tvachim long, and the Shulchan was only wide 5 Tvachim. So if you placed the length of the bread along the width of the Shulchan, so the Shulchan stuck out 5 Tvachim. The width of the Shulchan is only 5, and the length of the bread is 10. So assuming it was even, you put it in the middle, it was 2.5 Tvachim on each side. Zakta Mishnah, v'chayfel, you bend upwards, double up, like kefel, Tvachayim u'mechza mekan, u'tvachayim u'mechza mekan, 2.5 Tvachim on both sides. In other words, we take the 2.5 Tvachim that protrude, that stick out on both sides, and we fold it up. Nimsa, so it turns out, arakai, the length of the bread, memale kol rachboy shel shulchan, fills the entire width of the shulchan, divi Rabbi Yehuda, but nothing sticks out on both sides because we folded it up. But the full width of the shulchan is covered. Zayal Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir has a different cheshbon. Rabbi Meir says, ha-shulchan arkei shnei masa v'rachboy shisha. The shulchan was not 10, but 12 tvachim long, and not 5, but rather 6 tvachim wide. Again, according to the mayor, the shulchan is 12 by 6. Lechem upon him, arkei asara v'rach b'chamish. The lechem upon him were 10 tvachim long and 5 tvachim wide. No change in the measurements of the lechem upon him. Now, according to Rabbi Meir, says the Batanura, when the Torah says the Ami, see, we can't change what it says in the Pasuk. There can't be a machlokes about that. The Pasuk says b'feirish, that the Shulchan was 2 Amas long and 1 Amma wide. The Shaila, the Machloikis, in Remei and Rabbi Yehuda, is how many Tvachim are there in an Amma? According to Rabbi Yehuda, for the Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, there were 5 Tvachim to an Amma. Rabbi Meir says, when the Torah uses an Amma to measure the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, there are 6 Tvachim to an Amma. So if there are 6 Tvachim to an Amma, and the Torah says that the Shulchan was 2 Amas long and 1 Amma wide, do the math. Zakt Rabbi Meir that the Shulchan was 12 tvachim long and 6 tvachim wide. But again, the lechem upon him stays the same, 10 tvachim long and 5 tvachim wide. Nois and arkei keneged rachbay shel shulchan. The kohen places each challah with its length along the width of the shulchan. So since the shulchan was 6 tvachim wide, according to Rabbi Meir, and the bread are 10 tvachim long, and you place it with its length along the width of the shulchan, how much sticks out, how much protrudes? 4 tvachim. So the overlap is not 2.5, but 2 tvachim on each side. And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, v'kaifel tvachayim ikan. He bends upward 2 tvachim from here, on one end of the loaf, utvachayim ikan, and 2 tvachim on the other end. Now, there were 2 stacks of bread. Right now, on the base of the shulchan, we have 1 challah on one side, 1 challah on the other side. How much space is there on the table between the 2 challahs? Zakt de Mishnah utvachayim revach peemtza. The 2 tvachim of open space on the table between the 2 stacks. And if I'm looking down from a bird's eye view onto the table, what am I going to see? On the 2 ends of the table, I see the full width of the table taken up by the challah, plus 2 tvachim, like a wall coming up on both sides. In between the 2 challahs, that's the only empty space I will see on the table. Now, what's the cheshbon that there are 2 tvachim of empty space? Simple. Each loaf was 5 tvachim wide. There are 2 stacks, so that's 10 tvachim of width. The length of the shulchan was 12 tvachim. So when the stacks were placed on both sides of the shulchan, you have 2 tvachim of space in the middle. And why did I need these 2 tvachim of space? Zakta Mishnah. Kedei shteya ruach. So that the air min hashevis b'nein should flow in between them. That's going to keep it from becoming moldy. Vaiter zakta Mishnah. Abishol says, yes, there were taka 2 tvachim of space between the 2 stacks of challahs, but it wasn't left empty. Abishol disagrees with Rameir. He says, rather, shamhaya naisnin, over there between the two stacks, that's where they would put Shnei Bezichei Levaina, the two spoons of Levaina, Shalechem Aponim, of the Lechem Aponim. So again, we've discussed this earlier. Every week, when they put the Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan, there were two spoons filled with Levaina that came along with it. When they took the bread off the Shulchan, the Levaina went up on the Mizbeach, and the Kehanim were now allowed to eat the bread. Zakta B'shal, those two Bezichei Levaina, the two spoons of Levaina, were placed on the Shulchan in this two tefach space. Amrulai. So the Chachamim said to Abishal, but the Pasuk already says, V'nasata ala merechas levayna zaka. Literally, al means on, you should place on the stack the pure levayna. Doesn't that mean that the levayna has to be put on the bread? One spoon on each stack? And not on the shulchan in between the two breads? The Chachamim understand al means mamish al. Amalahen, Abishal said to them, but for Lekvanema, the Pasuk says, V'olav Mata Menasha. So what does that mean? The next Shevet was on top of Mata Menasha? It means next to them. Sometimes Al means near. So in regard to the Shnei Bezichei Levoina, and Echanami, it says in Asata Al Hamereches, but Al means near, in between. And the Halacha says the Batanura is like Abishol. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey. The Shulchan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was 10 tefachim long, 5 tefachim wide. The lechem aponim was 10 tefachim long and 5 tefachim wide. But the length of the lechem aponim went on the width. It was put sideways on the width of the shulchan. That would mean it overlapped 2.5 tefachim on each side. But it had to be even, so they folded up. The lechem aponim on the sides came up. There was like a wall on both sides. They folded up this 2.5 tefachim. Reb Meir says the shulchan was 12 tefachim long and 6 tefachim wide. So the lechem aponim, which was 10 tefachim long and 5 tefachim wide, and again, was placed sideways, the length connected the width of the shulchan, doubled over only 2 tefachim on each side, and that was folded up. There also was a space in between the two stacks on the shulchan, and that was kept empty, according to Reb Meir, so that the wind can blow through and prevent the bread from becoming moldy. Even though Alpines, when the Yidden were Zaychiv, the bread stayed fresh anyway, but we have to do everything Alpi Derech HaTeva. Abishal says that place was not empty. They put the Shnei Bezichei Levoina of the Lechem upon him there. The Chachamim asked, but isn't it supposed to go on the bread? It says, V'nasata al hamereches. So he told them, it also says, V'olav Mata Menasha. It doesn't mean that one shevet was put on top of the other shevet. It means next to them. So here too, al means next to them. Do you remember the first time in Chumash? Well, even though it says al, but Rashi tells us it means next to. Shall give you a hint. How's about Parshas Vayera? The Pasuk says about Avram Avinu, V'hu oimed alehem, tachas eitz v'yechelu. Did he stand on the Malachim? So Chazal tell us there too, it means next to. And some of the Mepharshim say that the remez is, the Yid who serves Hashem, because he has a Yetzirah, is over the Malachim. He's much greater than the Malachim, who have no Yetzirah.